Look at you, all dressed up. I don't think I've ever seen you in a jacket and tie before. It looks good. Are those for me? They're really beautiful, thank you. Come in, sit down, let me put these in some water. I'm glad you accepted my invitation. I wasn't sure you would. Why? Because I make you nervous. See, even saying that makes you squirm. Don't worry, I like seeing you squirm. Like when I make sure I stand just a little too close to you in class. You don't have any idea what to do you? Step away. Come closer. It is so delightful watching that little brain squirm along with your body. Last week, when I saw you at the party and hugged you, do you remember? Of course you do. I felt your body stiffen as I wrapped my arms around you. You didn't quite know what to do with yours, hugging me back. I let the hug linger just long enough to make you feel really uncomfortable. I know it made you wonder all sorts of things, didn't it? Maybe I liked you, had feelings for you, like you do for me. You don't need to be embarrassed, you can tell me. It isn't exactly a secret, you know. When you hugged me, I could feel you take a deep breath, smelling my hair, my neck, just a hint of perfume. I wondered if that was seared into your brain that night. Was it? Aw, you're blushing. That's so sweet. And a little bit dorky. You know you are a dork, right? Right? It is one of the things I like about you most. Because I know that dorks like you will do just about anything for girls like me. Won't you? Yes, you will, won't you, my little dork? Such a funny word, dork. I guess it is better than loser. Loser. Dork. Dork-faced loser? Fucktard? Don't worry, I'll figure out the perfect name for you. Slide over a bit. I want to sit next to you. Close. I want you to feel what it's like to be near me. The absurdity of it. Me being close to you. You know there is no way, right? I mean, I have zero interest in you. At least not that way. But I do want you to think about it. Want it. Want me. And you do, don't you? Don't you, dork? It's okay. You can tell me. You can tell me anything. Everything. I know you have feelings for me. But you can't even say it. You just sit there squirming and blushing like an idiot. My little idiot. I like that. That's cute. Idiot. Even now, you can't help yourself, can you? Most guys would have gotten up and walked away by now, out the door. But not you. You just sit there and you take it. You let my words cut into you and you squirm like a little boy, because I am paying attention to you, at least. And making fun of you is better than ignoring you, isn't it, idiot? Aw, that's right. Nod your little idiot head. So tell me, when I move a little closer, when I sit with my arm pressing into yours, when I let my thigh rub against yours, how does it feel? Does it make you want me? Do you want to touch me? Kiss me? What the fuck? What do you think you're doing? You don't kiss me. Ever. If I want it, I'll kiss you, which is not likely. I don't kiss dorks, or losers, or idiots. If you ever try something like that again, I will make sure that you get that fucking idiot face pummeled. You can look at my lips. You can admire them, want them, obsess over them. I want you to. But you won't be kissing them. At least not now. Are we clear? Yes, yes. I want you to say yes, miss. Much better. Now, I asked you here for a reason, right? Do you remember what I said? Well, almost. I didn't say I wanted to go on a date with you. What I said was, would you like to go on a date with me? What's the difference? Well, my date is going to be here in a few minutes, and you're going to go on my date. I think you know him. He's one of the more popular guys. So tell me, where did you make reservations for tonight? Oh, fancy. Well, here's how tonight is going to go. When he gets here, I want you to go to the kitchen, open the bottle of wine on the counter, and pour us 2 glasses. I want you to serve it to us, and then go outside and sit in your car. Once we've had a chance to chat a bit, you can drive us to the restaurant. Now give me your wallet. So you have quite a few cards. MasterCard, Visa, American Express. And wow, is that almost $400 in cash? Was that for us? For tonight? Aw. Okay, that should be plenty. When we get to the restaurant, you're going to sit in the car and wait for us. I'll be taking your keys and your phone. I don't want you to have any distractions. I just want you to sit there and think about the date. The one you were dreaming about. The one I'm having with someone who isn't a dork. Who isn't a loser. And when we're done, and once you've paid for our dinner, you're going to drive us back to my place. You're going to watch him kiss me. You're going to watch him touch me. You are going to watch him take my hand and lead me to the bedroom. You are going to follow us in, crawling on your hands and knees. I'm going to open the door to my closet and you're going to crawl inside. I'm going to lock it, leaving you in the dark with my clothes, my laundry basket, and my shoes. He gets me. You get to listen, alone and in the dark. And when he's done with me, I'll unlock the door. When I do, you'll leave, go back to your car in your stupid jacket and tie, and go home. When you get home, I want you to masturbate. I want you to think of how I treated you. I want you to come thinking of me spending your money on someone else. Fucking him while you listen, and how you just sat there and took it all. I want you to remember how I crushed your dreams. But more than anything, I want you to crawl back to me and beg for more. And you are going to, aren't you? Yes, miss. Oh, you really are pathetic. Oh. That's him. Are you ready?